Pakistani court has indicted the former military ruler Pervez Musharraf over the 2006 killing of an opposition leader. The charges by the court in the southwestern city of Quetta are unlikely to cause any immediate problems for the 71-year-old former leader. Now, this is because Musharraf was previously indicted for treason in 2014, but has not showed up in any court ever since. He was convicted over his imposition of an emergency rule in 2007, but court proceedings have stalled since then, as the country's civil authorities and judiciary appear to lack the will to take on the powerful military. During Musharraf's era, a Baluch nationalist leader was killed in a military operation in 2006, which sparked deadly nationwide protests and inflamed an insurgency in Balochistan province. Kamar Yusuf is our correspondent who joins us from Islamabad. Perhaps you can tell us more about this. Well, Kamar Yusuf, you have an indictment coming from the court, but the big question always regarding Musharraf is, why is it that he doesn't get sentenced?
Well, certainly, this is the main question that everybody is asking, because a former military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, is not only facing the murder of former Baloch nationalist leader Nawab Akbar Bukti, but he is also wanted in several other cases, including the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, then also imposing emergency rule in Pakistan back in 2007, and also his involvement in 2007 Lal Masjid military offensive. He is currently living in Port City of Karachi, and even today, obviously, the anti-terrorism court in Quetta in Balochistan summoned former military ruler to appear before the court to be indicted. But his lawyer was there, and he insisted that his client is not well and he cannot travel. But on the other hand, the prosecution lawyer also said that President General Musharraf, former military ruler, is giving interviews to many media outlets and he is living there quite happily. So it is not possible that he can't travel to Quetta. And because of after the arguments, then the court decided that he should be indicted, and indeed he was indicted. But the big question certainly is there that whether he should also face you know, the sentence or behind the bars. The only question right now that why he is having this you know, a peaceful life, because Pakistan's powerful military establishment does not want to see their former boss behind the bars. And that's why we have seen that despite so many court orders, that Musharraf is living freely in Pakistan.
Thank you very much for that. Kamar Yusuf there talking to us, our correspondent.